can be only one podcast, and may it be the Prince of the Universe. Hi, folks, I'm Matt.
Ooh, yeah. Talking about a special subject. Oh, yeah. Special to one man, maybe two, maybe three, maybe an entire nation or the universe. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was Wes.
Hey. Yeah, it's Wes. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, hey. Yeah. We fixed malls. We fixed world hunger when we went off the air. Probably even cured cancer along the way, too, after the podcast is over.
Mm.
And now we're coming back with something just as important, wrestling.
Professional wrestling.
I had mentioned this to you earlier, and I said, well, what about ways we could, you know, bring what would make wrestling more popular? And you said, well, actually, wrestling is getting popular again. And I was like, oh, is it? Because I have been out of the loop, obviously, because I did not think it was as popular as it was. Let me back up just a little bit. Late 90s, when we were working together, mm-hmm. was the last zenith of the wrestling.
That was the real last boom.
Yeah, that was a boom. It was on everyone's mind. Everyone was watching Raw on Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay? Everyone was watching whatever it was.
It was appointment TV at that point.
Yeah.
This
is back at the height of the ratings war between WCW and WWF. You always looked and saw who won the ratings war last week because it was neck and neck. Sometimes it'd be WCW, sometimes it'd be WWF. And eventually WWF would run away with it, and WCW would be considered for kids in a way. You know, with all your classic old people from the 80s, maybe your older parents watched it too.
I don't necessarily think it was that. I think that... they were owned by a television network that had a lot of masters to serve, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
So, and you had another company that was being paid by television that wanted that product, as opposed to the, you know, they didn't have to, it wasn't so many strings attached, I think.
Gotcha. It was more of a desire than a disappointment. To the TVs.
Well, it was just one part of, you know, but, Turner Media. You know,
yeah,
it was no different than this part of the Braves, this part of the Hawks.
My wife was always a WCW.
Your sister and your wife. Yeah, man, this is an Alabama house.
I'm telling you. My wife was always a fan of WCW just because she liked all those old classic wrestlers. And even though they were all past their prime, they were still serving in some capacity to WCW. And that's just what she felt was the better one. I was WCW for the longest, and then, of course, made the switch like everyone else to WWF. That happened in the later 90s, you know. Mm-hmm. It was huge. It was huge. Everyone was wearing NWO shirts. Everyone wearing DX shirts. You know, we were even selling shirts for a short time at the... you were the one that convinced Wayne.
I was indeed. That was
some clothing styles.
Yeah, my small drop
contribution.
Of, yeah,
there
insight.
You go. There you go, which I enjoy because I still have my NWO one, I think, that I had years ago.
No doubt. It's probably in this room somewhere.
Maybe. Could be. But it was big, and then it just kind of died off, and I would pinpoint it when WCW was bought by Vince McMahon, and then they kind of went into a unified champion, and then they did drafts, and then...
I think, yeah, anytime the competition...
dies off, then
yeah,
you're gone.
And you had ECW also in that, and, you know...
And ECW got bought out, too. You know, it was a big... Yeah, everything... All the house of cards folded, and Vince McMahon stood alone in the field.
Sure.
But then, of course, without competition, true creativity dies. And
quite the wordsmith.
Thank you. I'm done now. It's all you after this. But after that, I mean, I remember when I lost interest because we couldn't get, SmackDown, because it was on UPN, which was not, I mean, it kind of was here, but wasn't.
It was
small,
network TV, but not for
some
the
small station
rural
carried it.
South.
You couldn't even get it hardly.
Yeah.
And that's where most of my favorite wrestlers went in one of their drafts. I was like, okay, well, I don't care. I don't care about Undertaker was hardly wrestling even back then. I mean,
well,
was
that was their
on,
way of trying to create competition and
their
split.
Own competition. Yeah,
yeah, which is a smart idea.
No, it's smart, but when all my wrestlers I can't watch, I was like, okay, I don't care about Stone Cold Steve Austin. I've never liked Stone Cold Steve Austin, and he's on Raw. Yay!
There's
okay,
something
great.
Wrong with you.
So I mean, well, just never liked him. But anyway, the characters got split up, and that's kind of when I started parting ways. I did come back a little bit for the what was their short competition on TNT?
You mean Spike, TNA.
Oh, Spike, TNA Wrestling.
Impact Wrestling,
did,
no.
Did come back a little bit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Thought they had some up-and-comers. Actually, you told me about this, I believe. You got me because you, weren't you the one telling me about Samoan Joe and a few of the others? Was it you or?
I would think it would probably be me.
Okay.
I've got to be
you. You said you should watch the Angel, I can't remember his name now.
Christopher Angel.
Yeah, Christopher Angel and a few other wrestlers. They've got some, you know, they've got some new fresh talent that you thought was doing good. And then, of course, they had some of the, you know, anyone let go or cut from WWF would immediately make their transition to TNA. And it was almost feeling like a good old school, you know, rivalry. It didn't win out because, what was his name? Jeff Jarrett?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's garbage. I never liked him mm-hmm. as a wrestler or his persona. And he basically helped run that company.
He was very unlikable persona.
Okay.
Yeah, he was partial owner for part of it.
I know. He and Dixie Carter?
Correct.
Right? Yeah. And but the thing was, it was all about him fighting for the title every week, which, of course, when you own the company, part of the company, I guess you do make yourself the star. He did step aside a little bit here and there, but I never found his character at all interesting when he was with WWE. And
I don't think most people did.
Yeah, so to have him headlining most of the stuff, to me, was the biggest turnoff, especially when you had bigger names and way better talent on your roster. And I think they sunk their own ship due to that. Yes, no. I mean, I don't know, so I'm not the expert here. But that's what eventually turned me off. I was like,
I think that played a role in it. I think that, I think they had a lot of the old dying days, and they had a lot of the old guard of the way business was.
That's true.
Mixing with these younger guys, and I think there was just too much of the. Too much of that hurt.
So they were pulling it in two different directions, and it could only go one.
Beautiful. Once again.
Okay. No, I get what you mean, because you have the new type of wrestler who were all excellent doing their. I can see their faces, but I can't remember their names. But they were good. You had told me about them, and so I gave them a shot. I was like, wow, this is interesting. And then Megan liked it because you still got to see your occasional Ric Flair or, you know, some WCW X come through there. Kurt Angle came through there at one time too.
We went to a TNA house show here, if you remember.
Oh, was it TNA? I thought it was WWE.
No, we went to a TNA show.
That was a TNA show. Wow. Okay.
And there was about 300 people, maybe, at the Monroe Civic Center that night. And it holds about 4,000.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but they had some interesting people, I remember. But then that one just kind of imploded for that reason. And then, now you have, is it AEW?
Correct.
And I've heard good things.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it. I know that the biggest news was a few weeks ago, CM Punk
mm-hmm.
made his debut there and is tearing it up. But I also hear the same thing that I heard about early days of TNA, that you need to check them out. They got some new hot freshness.
They have a lot of freshness.
So you like A&E?
I like AEW.
Is it better than TNA?
I think that the guys that are more of your tenured stars
mm-hmm.
Are doing more with the younger side of the talent base. And bringing them up and making it a collaborative effort.
Ah, okay. So there's no lines drawn in the sand. It's more of a collaborative effort to make it all work together.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of invisible ceilings.
That's good.
Yeah.
Who runs AEW?
The guy that owns its name is Tony Khan, and his dad owns the Jacksonville Jaguars and owns
Odd. Okay, so he was just a wrestling fan that wanted to.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he owns a soccer team.
Now, did he? So he just created this, or did he buy a Ring of Honor or whatnot?
Well, he started it with a group of independent guys, Cody Rhodes being one of them, Dusty's son.
Yep.
Some guy, a tag team called the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, just this group of guys, and they went into it with, you know, the people that owned Time Warner and were kind of, you know, said, hey, it's been 20 years since wrestling's been here. It was one time your hottest show.
Give it another shot.
Give it another shot.
Wow, and they convinced him.
Yeah.
What's hot is new. I mean, what's old is new now.
Yeah, stuff we're like going to, you know, put a new spin on things.
That's a big thing because, from what I remember, other stations aren't wild about bringing, you know, wrestling back into it. Remember, for some weird reason, they had it on Sci-Fi Channel. Remember that?
Yeah.
And Sci-Fi made them do the kooky vampire, the whatever, spooky, to give it a sci-fi
zombies,
feel.
All kinds of stuff.
Really dumb. Very cheesy.
Very.
But it's almost like Sci-Fi's like, well, if that doesn't work for our crew, then no one's going to watch this. But you understand, you're bringing in people who don't watch the Sci-Fi Channel to see wrestling. That's what you're doing. So,
right. You said two different parts tearing at the same thing.
Yeah.
Rips in the middle.
Two different minds going in different directions and ripping the whole thing apart. So, well, A&E has this, AEW, excuse me, has this relationship with TNT. Is it TNT?
Yeah. Correct?
Okay, TNT's gotten back into the game.
Yep.
Why not? When does this play? Is it Monday
nights? Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights. Okay, so they're not even picking a fight with the WWE.
Well, they have a new show on Fridays that comes on right after SmackDown goes off, too.
Nah, still, not going head-to-head.
Not yet.
Okay. Should they? Are they picking their battles right now?
I think that they're doing it the right way.
Okay. Would you ever go head to head?
Or
would you keep it safe and let?
I think if they really wanted to, why not? I mean, I definitely think that that's the way to go to really build competition.
Okay.
You know.
Let me dial it back here to WWE. What's going on with them? Are they good? I know you liked NXT. You told me about that about a year or so ago.
You were a fan. Yeah, a little bit.
Weren't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was. Okay. I mean, there's certain people on there
It may have been a while back when you said that was better than what was going on the main
channel.
Right,
I think that it was a...
Because they were giving them their own...
It's not as contrived of... dusting off these old storylines, and you feel like, I've already seen this.
And again, I think it was you that told me the reason you liked it, because they were giving the wrestlers their own creative freedom for their character.
It didn't seem like
the guys in the back worked together and said, hey, we should do this. And they'd pitch it, and most times it'd get approved, and it was something fresh and new. And
yeah, it didn't feel stale.
Okay. Yeah. How's it going now?
Well, I think the WWF is in a real... I think they want to sell it.
Oh.
And I think...
Vince wants to sell?
Well, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And I think that, once again, when they went public and they've got all these different kind of constraints and you've got different VPs coming and going, and it's corporate.
No, that's true. That's true.
It's not a wrestling business anymore.
Well, because it was my news feed was filled up with this about all these recent cuts.
Yes.
And some surprise cuts.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that?
I think that Vince is known for, I'll link it to the current workforce shortage that we have in America.
Okay, this is interesting. I'm listening.
Vince has always looked at his talent as talent, not as people.
Statistics.
Correct.
Got it.
You know, I can get somebody else.
And that's true.
To do this.
For just as much, for less.
Younger, faster, stronger, and cheaper.
Yep.
And I think that he looks at it that way. And when you have a company outside of this that... encourages creativity and, hey, what do you think about this? Rather than, this is what you're going to do, it grows. People go, I want to go do that. I mean, I'll take less money to be happy rather than the most money I can possibly get and dial back my creativity and become stale.
Gotcha. So, is Triple H running this company?
He's one of the higher ups, but he is not the horse's head.
Okay.
They have a guy named Nick Kahn.
Shut up.
Totally blurring the lines of reality here. I think that from what you read,
mm-hmm.
and you remember you read, you don't believe anything
that you read. It's all speculation.
I think that he looks at everything like he was going through in a different business model and saying, well, why are we paying this guy this much money when we can pay this guy's making this much money? Why don't we just cut this guy?
Right.
I mean, we already got this other guy, even though the guy that's making three times that amount of money may be bringing in a certain amount of money, merchandise, and all of these types of things that this other guy's not. He's just looking at it. Oh, well, this is just somebody else. We can
again give more numbers to. Than names.
Correct. In a creative.
Now, that makes sense. It's like Moneyball for wrestling.
Yeah, it is sales.
Now, one could turn that around and say, but the WWE has a reputation to uphold. I'm not saying I'm saying that, but someone could turn around and say, you need to have the fine wine. Even though it doesn't sell, it needs to be on the shelf. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What would you, do you not agree with that? Do you appreciate the way WWE is doing business? How do you feel?
I think that it's over for that business.
Whoa.
Model.
Okay.
Well, I just think that.
The business model they're appearing to now, or you think this is doing
them?
Yes,
I think. Yeah, I don't think that's why it's time to sell, because it's not a wrestling company anymore. It's they want it to be Universal Studios. They want to turn it into
more entertainment than wrestling.
Right, wrestling be
merchandising,
just be part of it, and that's what Vince has always done well with, was merchandising, and you can't
absolutely
ever undercut the significance of that impact.
The WWE TV or whatever it's called.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, and they sold that to Peacock and made a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know it was on Peacock.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So
their entire file. I mean, their entire
large amount of
archive.
It. Large amount.
Wow.
Of it, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You know what? That makes sense, because in the streaming wars, everyone's trying to grab something exclusive that no
Correct.
One else has.
Right.
That was a smart move.
But it's kind of like this. When you start selling off pieces of different things, eventually
you don't have anything left.
Right. And so. I think that that's what he would like to do. He wants to have somebody here and somebody here want what's in the middle.
Gotcha. Fight over the what's left over. You like that piece? There's more here.
Right.
Okay. So, you think it should finally leave McMahon hands?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. You didn't even pause on that.
Okay. No.
Who would you prefer would get it?
I don't think that
There's not a preferable buyer out there.
Well, I mean, I think that whoever buys it,
AEW doesn't want it, right?
Well, I mean, I believe that Tony Khan's dad has more money than Vince. If he wanted to buy it, he could probably buy it.
So why didn't he buy it?
Sometimes you don't do that just yet. I mean, what good did that do Vince buying WCW?
You want to see the stock go down and get it a deal? Is that what he's looking?
I'm not really even looking at that side of it.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think that
if he wanted it, he'd get it.
The
but he
creative
doesn't.
Forces. It's too many cooks in the kitchen for that business.
Okay. The WWE.
Yeah, I think.
But again, if you were to buy it, you could restructure that entire corporation. I mean, you're the boss now. There's always the pink slips that come through when a takeover happens.
I would think you need to bring people in there that have some level of knowledge of wrestling. And I think you need to bring a variety of demographics in to get their input on it.
Okay. All right. So you don't know who you'd want to buy it, but who would you want in office positions?
Who would I want to run the WWE?
Well, no, you know what I mean? Like, you just said you want some people who are knowledgeable. So they're office jobs. They're not the head guy, but they're office jobs.
I mean, I think Hunter obviously knows the wrestling business.
Hunter
Triple H.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, definitely.
Husband, but
you think he could do a good job at an office level?
I mean, position? I think that he knows the business as well as anybody else.
Isn't he the one that created and fanned the flames for NXT?
Right. He tried to do a lot for NXT, but, you know.
And plus, he knows a lot about the business, too. But I'm just saying, is that his resume?
I think that's his coup de grace over the past 5 to 10 years. But, you know, he did a lot of things that didn't help the business, too, when he was, you know.
Right.
Choosing who he thought should win titles and all that kind of stuff.
Against the wishes of the public.
Correct. Yeah. I think that they need
that they need somebody that McMahon he keeps too. They'll double down even when people are booing their champion. They'll double down and push him through anyway.
Right, because that's Vince's personality.
Yeah.
You know, Vince is like, you know, nobody puts Vince McMahon in a corner.
That is true. That is true.
So, yeah, I think that whoever you brought in would need to be to look at the wrestling product and how much of it they have and really make sure none of it touches.
Hmm.
It's kind of like we all have friends, okay? But not all of your friends mingle with all of your friends. Like okay, you may have your friends, hey, these are my hunting buddies. Hey, these are my fishing buddies. Hey,
yeah,
these
are all my different in wrestling certain buddies. Categories. Yeah.
I think that part of the problem with the WWE is they make all their friends get together. And it just doesn't work.
It's a forced family picnic, but no one wants to be there.
Right. It just doesn't work. That's not how you can make it work. You cannot have all of that under the same giant umbrella.
Okay. So you talked a little bit about how you would restructure. You said you put the right people in charge.
Right.
That know what they're doing.
Right.
Triple H's name. Anyone else's?
Well, I think that you need to have one person in charge of different parts of it. Like three different tiers or something.
You don't have to give me what positions. Just what type of people would you hire?
I think you have to hire somebody that understands the wrestling business. I think everybody who's probably listens to this that cares about wrestling would probably say someone like Jim Cornette.
Okay. All right. Right. He definitely knows it. No one would argue that.
Yeah. I mean, I think that his track record for believability and authenticity of building tension between human beings is about as good as anybody could do.
All right.
And he's older, but you also have younger people that
who are also pitching in ideas too, to give it a good mix.
Yeah, but I think if anybody, that's who I would pick.
Right. Okay. So now you have this. What does WWE look like under this new regime? What does it change up? What does it shake up? Does it bring back stars? Does it get back?
I don't think you need to bring back anybody there. That you stay with the work completely.
You stay with the stable of wrestlers you have.
I think everybody needs a top person, and they do not touch.
Okay.
You know, that's how you build your business. You just don't let it touch.
All right. So you can make a prediction right here. Would AEW eventually catch up with WWE? In your opinion? If they continue going down this path. How long does that take?
12 months.
Wow. Really? They're that popular now?
Well, I think if you look at what they're doing in their first 2 years.
Versus what WWE's doing.
If you just kind of dial your time machine back and you look at WCW and bringing in Hogan and Savage.
Right.
And the stumbling blocks of that, and then when you brought in Scott Hall and Kevin Nash, and you had all of these things, those were these big pieces, but you had these small pieces that were Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit, Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio. You had this incredible amount of undercard talent. You had the right mixture of that, and I think that's what AEW has. They have this incredible mixture, and they've developed people that are pretty incredible talent.
Is there any tier, meaning champion, tag team, is there a cruiserweight in AEW?
Nope.
Whatever. No cruiserweight. What belts exist in AEW?
Heavyweight, they have a TNT title.
Okay.
which you could say is like an intercontinental
television or in it, yeah,
okay. Something like that. Tag team, you have a women's champion.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Are they? Does and I'm guessing WWE still has their conglomerate of belts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on the four levels that AEW has, are they beating WWE stable in all four categories?
Well, the problem with WWE is you have three of everything. So you have three tag team champions, three champions.
But more isn't better.
Correct.
So looking at that, would you, is there, you know what I'm saying? Just across the board.
I mean, for me, yeah, I would say I would rather watch
AEW. I mean, this is what I'm asking you.
Yeah, I would say AEW's talent is.
I remember, I'll give you an example. Back in the day, you had the light heavyweight champion, and then you had WCW's cruiserweight.
Yep.
I always picked WCW's cruiserweight over anything WWE had because they had the luchadores. They had a billion fast action, just move.
Well, WWF is known for being a big man's.
No, that's true. That's true. But the thing is, though, it was so much more exciting to watch the cruiserweight division.
Well, they made it exciting.
Than it was.
And they gave it. They gave it the time
to grow and flourish and give it a good story. Sure. And they got a great stable of people. And they changed the pace up for that and gave us something that we weren't used to seeing before.
Correct.
No, I totally understand why I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying, apples to apples, I would have said, even with all WWE's, you know, and they had some light heavyweight people, but even with all that, it just didn't measure up to the cruiserweight.
I think that, yeah.
So that's what I'm asking, like, it, you know, women's division, who has the best women wrestlers and stuff like that, even though I've never...
I think that's a pretty tight race. I mean, they've...
Okay, so you think both are pretty even?
Yeah, I mean, I think that... I just think AEW, what they do better is they include... The talent seems like they either succeed or they fail on their own, rather than they succeed or fail by what someone's telling them to do.
Okay. So now...
It's more authentic.
Okay. No, that's a fair answer.
It's authentic play fighting.
No, I understand what you meant by that. Wait, wrestling's fake? Anyway, so AEW comes to a house show here. Do 300 people show up?
I would assume more than 300 people would show up.
So 500.
That's a really good question.
You mocked TNA earlier, and I would think that it'd be a low show too. Not because they're unpopular, but I'm talking about wrestling as a sport.
I think you would. I think that
have
TNA
ratings
would draw at least 1,000 people here.
Okay, so I haven't been. I didn't know any when you were telling me it's on the rise. I did not know this. This is a surprise to me. So are viewership numbers going up?
Yeah, they had the highest rated show on cable.
Okay, right on. Whereabout would you rate? They're not definitely not what they were in the 90s, though.
Well, no, I think the television business is not what it was. So you don't have appointment television like we talked about.
There is, I can't let that one go because there is a pocket for sports, which in a way wrestling is. I know it's sports entertainment.
It's 52 weeks a year.
But
you have no downtime. Okay. You cannot compare it.
Okay. It's a live event that people tune in to watch.
There's no gambling involved.
You don't binge this like Netflix.
Without Vegas, you can't compare sports.
Okay. It's a live event, though.
It is a live event.
It's not really reality TV, technically.
No, it's niche.
But it's not something you binge or stream on Netflix.
Correct.
But I think it is something that can be judged like, oh, there's so much stuff out there. Yeah, but wrestling's got to be unique. You got to watch it that day of, or you miss the water cooler talk the next day after.
I think that
the internet will spoil it for you if no one else does.
No, I agree with you, but I don't think that you can compare TV. I mean, I will battle this on this, but I just don't think you can compare that.
So people don't get together. TV as a whole is just down.
Do you think that there are people that get together on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock to watch Friends?
I mean, they used to. Probably not.
When people used to get together to watch The Office.
No, because now all that is binging.
Well, I mean, if you there is no new show that people can do that with.
Not on a regular weeknight, but that's because the way people view TV is now through streaming apps.
Correct.
Okay.
So you can't.
So people are binging stuff, but you can't binge. I mean, you don't say, "Hey, let's sit down and watch the last, you know, quarter season of this, the first quarter of AEW." No one says that. No one does that.
Correct.
It's more of when the event happens,
there's
like
no
NFL,
end.
Like NBA, like
there's no end.
Okay.
You can't say, "I want to watch the last year."
I know.
Of so, AEW.
I know what you're saying. That's unique, but you. But the thing is, though, just because it's unique, that's why no one's going to watch on TV?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that your audience is not, you can't capture the audience like you used to. It's like saying network TV in 1983.
Okay, so it will be mediocre, the viewership will, the fans will, from here on out, because it can't ever achieve the greatness that it once was in the 80s or 90s.
I don't think any TV can.
I'm talking about wrestling.
I know, but I'm saying you're comparing wrestling
because
to
they're
TV.
On TV.
Correct.
How else are you going to watch it besides
I'm
a live
saying,
show?
I'm saying no. I don't. I think that the whole system that what we're talking about that late 90s, I think it's been proven. There's a lot of holes in that those numbers.
Right.
People jumping back and forth and blah blah blah. I think that there was more. Instead of saying, well, 9 million people watch wrestling between two companies, it was probably 5 million people.
Yeah.
They just watch both.
Right. This is a male soap opera.
Yes.
That never ends, but it's fun. I'm not dogging that.
That's
what the appeal is to wrestling, by the way, folks. I'm not meaning that as a cut
down.
Yeah,
you know, and I don't think so much it's a soap opera is the appeal of. I think that's what people. I don't think that you can. I don't think we could sit here for an hour and talk about what term we would compare it to. I think if you get wrestling, you don't need to understand a particular term. And if you don't get it, no term is going to please you.
So wrestling will never be as big as it was in the 90s?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But I think...
But it's gotten better than it has been.
I think that the people... But the audience that you have now is more dedicated, and it's a real number.
Okay.
Versus what you had back then. Like there is...
Oh, I definitely agree with that. You'd have people that didn't care that much about it, but they'd watch it because everyone else is must-see TV.
Correct.
So, I got another one for you, and then we'll end it here. But AEW, usually competition, iron sharpens iron. Competition is always good.
Correct.
Always, the Monday Night Wars were some of the best TV we ever saw. You started seeing pay-per-view matches on Raw and Nitro.
Sure.
I mean, usually they'd save them for the pay-per-view, but now we've got to win. You know, it was necessary to win Monday night. So you did whatever you could. You put Sting and Goldberg together, which sure. should have been a pay-per-view. You put, you know, whoever together. You put Mankind on the
Hogan
line.
Hogan and Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to steal those ratings at the last minute. You want to
Correct.
Keep people involved. But it sounds to me like WWE is not stepping up to the challenge of AEW. Is presenting.
I don't think WWE.
They don't. Do they consider them a challenge?
They don't consider it, and I think that's because they're wanting to sell the product.
Okay, so they're not interested in competition. They're not interested. They're just wanting to keep their product pristine to have someone pick it up.
Yes, I think that. I don't think. I think if the pandemic had not happened, the WWE would have already been sold.
No. Do you have a inkling of who I still want to see who you think would buy it?
I mean, I think that.
Do you think someone who they've sold the Peacock NBC buys it?
I mean, it seems to me you've got Disney lurking out there.
It's true. Okay.
You know, you turn.
Why not get an extra product exclusive
why not,
for your streaming?
Why not make part of Disney WWE themed?
Does everything move off TV and go onto a streaming service?
I definitely think that. If the financials are there, that's what they would do.
Well, I'm just saying that because now it seems like stations are more interested in growing their streaming numbers than they are sharing the TV revenue with the cable companies.
I think it's all everything has a different business model, and you don't need to chase what everybody else is chasing because eventually there's nothing left.
We agree with that, but that's because we're not sitting there counting dollar bills in the back office. But I'm just saying the mentality, the zeitgeist, there's a word I learned a long time ago, the mind of the times right now is we got to have streaming. We got to beat everyone else in streaming. We got to be the new Netflix. You know what I'm saying? Because everything's going. There's a billion streaming apps. I just learned of one the other day I never even knew existed. It changed names is what it was. An old one changed names. I didn't even know. I can't keep up with all this. How are there 10, you know, much less 5 more streaming apps these days? Most of them show crap. But the thing is, though, everyone's trying to just bully out. It's elbow room. It's just a mad rush to see who can boast. I mean, HBO Max, immediately, not even thinking about it. Same day release. Movie, you can go to the movie theater or you can buy HBO Max. Well, that's dumb. Buy HBO Max right there. Who needs to go to the movies? I've gone to one movie this entire year.
Well, that's what the WWE Network was based on. Hey, why sell pay-per-views?
And
that's what the pay-per-view company.
The only problem was they could only sell that to wrestling fans. And that would cut into their pay-per-view revenue, I'd imagine, did it?
Well, I mean, if you sold your product for $40, a pay-per-view was $40, but you know the pay-per-view is going to get half of it, at least.
That's fair. I don't know that their end sales numbers were, but that makes sense.
So why not say, well, why don't we get all of it and make people go, well, this is ignorant not to get this. It's kind of like when you go to, you see a commercial for Burger King and they go, you get a Whopper for a dollar more, and you go, shit, if they're going to give it to me, I'll spend a dollar more.
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I hate Burger King, but yeah, that'd be a deal I'd try out. No, I know. I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
No, but that's a deal that, I mean, even if I saw that, you know, I'd be like, may not hurt.
You know, it's kind of like
two things for cheaper price.
Yeah, no. You want less people touching.
If more people are buying a cheaper product, you're making more money than someone selling an expensive product. Yeah. It's there's something you showed me just recently that I've been watching about Beanie Babies, which we'll have a discussion on later, and talk about how they're doing the same. They did the same thing,
correct?
With $5 bean bags, basically. All right, that's good. Anything else to add about wrestling?
I think it's a good time to be a wrestling fan.
Oh, that came from the heart there.
And I think I'd challenge anybody that has never even watched AEW, go to YouTube, click on the CM Punk entrance, don't look at it, just play it.
Listen.
Oh.
And it'll take you back to the 90s.
I must have to take you back to the 90s, but you can hear authenticity.
The pop from the crowd.
Correct.
The true excitement.
True.
Not people's faces on TV screens around an arena.
Correct. Which was like watching a Stephen King movie come to life. Like Total Recall or something. Yeah. Jeez. Running creepy. Man, all this weird stuff.
I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, wait, what is good? Are those TV? What?
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Mm-hmm. That was weird. Okay, last bonus question here. If you had a wrestling name, what would it be? Do you know?
Midnight Sugar.
That's awesome. It's great. I love it.
Right.
I love it.
You're never ready for it.
If you had a tag team, who would be your tag team partner?
Flip.
Really?
Yeah. Moist and Meaty.
Say what?
Moist and Meaty.
That's your tag team name. That's great.
We already have the Trunks.
Okay. All right. Come up with a name for Heath. Or Brandon. Or Ralph.
Heath would have to be an Oscar the Grouch type character. But okay. He would be orange.
He'd be orange. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Redheaded Wonder or something.
He would just be real grumpy. Okay. That would be his gimmick. He wasn't. You would just show like people giving him gifts. He wouldn't want to wrestle, but he's there. And he would just say.
He seemed pissed off that you woke him up and he has to do this battle.
He would just be meh.
Okay. What about Brandon? I know this is boring to people who don't know them, but you got to know the. Oh, they know Heath. Actually, Heath's been on the podcast. Yeah. So. What about Brandon? You think about Brandon.
Whatever you gave him, you would take away.
He'd be Paul Bearer. Okay, so what about the Black Hole? There you go. Okay, and then Ralph. Would Ralph be a highfalutin manager of a wrestler? Would he be the?
I would want Ralph to run the company.
Oh, Ralph would be the guy. Coming out Vince McMahon style?
No, Ralph would be the man behind all of it.
Oh, he'd be Linda McMahon.
Possibly.
And the male version, obviously.
Or whatever.
Or whatever. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got it all figured out there.
Yep.
Hey, folks, again, let us know in the chat. What do you watch wrestling? Do you watch wrestling today? Is West right? Is AEW killing it? Is WWE losing it? Let us know. And we'll see you next time on Princes of the Universe.
Oh, yeah. Dig it.